Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is August 29, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about SBI Holdings will pay a shareholder dividend in XRP. Andreas Antonopoulos announces new Mastering Lightning Network book. SEC settles charges with crypto token issuers accused of fraud. Legend of Mir Game Maker inks agreement for blockchain payments. Novogratz, Bitcoin in a bid of consolidation as institutions line up. Telegram will release code for its TON blockchain on September 1st. Bitcoin Dev reveals multi-sig UI teaser for hardware wallets, full nodes. Bitcoin failed safe haven test after 7% drop, Peter Schiff gloats. Hedera Hashgraph blockchain to launch, release coins starting September 16. Ethereum client becomes first public blockchain project on Hyperledger. Bitcoin eyes $9,000 price support after drop to one-month lows. Now let's get started. SBI Holdings will pay a shareholder dividend in XRP. SBI Holdings, the investment arm of Japanese financial giant SBI Group, will pay out dividends in the third largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization, XRP. According to a company statement released Wednesday, SBI shareholders with 100 or more shares will receive 30 XRP, as part of an intermediary shareholder benefit program. The dividends paid will coincide with shares held as of September 30, 2019. This move comes amid a company plan to increase the shareholder interim dividend. The current value of 1 XRP is 25 cents. To receive the crypto dividends, eligible recipients will have to open a VC trade account operated by the company. The deadline for applying for this shareholder special offer is set at March 31, 2020. Fintech firm Ripple and SBI previously partnered on the blockchain-based payments application MoneyTap last year, through a joint partnership dubbed SBI Ripple Asia. The platform launched with a focus on trading XRP, the native token derived from the XRP ledger. SBI commented in the release that global remittance tool XRP will be one of the important asset classes in asset management. In July, e-commerce giant Overstock announced it would pay shareholder dividends in a digital security listed on its affiliate company T0's trading platform. Andreas Antonopoulos announces new Mastering Lightning Network book. Andreas Antonopoulos announced his new Mastering Lightning Network book, co-authored by Ren Pickhurt and Lightning Labs CTO, Olaoluwa Osuntoken. Antonopoulos, Osuntoken and Pickhurt announced their new book, Mastering Lightning Network, in a YouTube video published on August 28. In the video, Antonopoulos noted that the three will start writing in September and that they expect to need about a year to release it. He also noted, "We're inviting everyone in the community to help us with contributions. On a quest for Lightning Network education." Pickhurt explained that what motivated him to take part in this endeavor is the lack of educational material concerning Bitcoin's Lightning Network, Lane. At first, he started working on an open-source book about Lane. Then, the current collaboration began after Antonopoulos reached out directly. Antonopoulos explained that the book is meant for people new to Bitcoin's BTC scalability solution. He also added that it will also cover applications designed to run on top of Lane and building them. Lastly, he explained that the book will be open from the start, allowing everyone to read it for free and contribute to it or use excerpts from it in their work. Antonopoulos is also the author of Mastering Bitcoin, the Internet of Money and Mastering Ethereum. In June, Cointelegraph released an exclusive interview with Antonopoulos, during which he noted that blockchain can bring financial disintermediation and said, "The lack of financial inclusion is not a bug of the traditional financial system. It's a direct result of the regulatory architecture and the intermediaries' policies." SEC settles charges with crypto token issuers accused of fraud. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission (SEC) settled charges with crypto exchange BitGeek and its founders, alleging that they committed fraud with two different token sales. According to a press release Thursday, BitGeek founders Bruce Byes and Sam Mendez raised $13 million by selling BitKey and BitKeem tokens to more than 13,000 investors in unregistered securities offerings. The SEC alleged that the defendants told investors that BitKey tokens would provide fractional shares of BitGeek stock through a smart contract, while BitKeem tokens would provide investors interest in a crypto mining facility. The SEC also alleged that the defendants misrepresented QuickDeals, a daily deals platform using BitKey, as a global online marketplace, and the defendants didn't actually own any mining facilities. On top of these charges, the SEC also alleged that the defendants operated an unregistered exchange, TradeBQ, to allow investors to trade BitKey. Investors allegedly received $4.5 million for referring new investors to BitGeek but collectively lost more than two-thirds of their investment in the Dallas-based company, the press release stated. In a statement, SEC Fort Worth Regional Office Director David Peebler said digital investment assets can be appealing, particularly to investors who believe they are receiving partial ownership through their tokens. He added, "We allege that the defendants took advantage of investors' appetite for these investments and fraudulently raised millions of dollars by lying about their business." The SEC filed for permanent injunctions, civil monetary penalties and the return of all gains with interest, which the defendants agreed to. BitGeek will pay a civil penalty of $8.5 million on top of disgorgement and prejudgment interest, Byes will pay $890,254, and Mendez will pay $850,022. The Texas State Securities Board and the State of Hawaii Office of the Securities Commissioner assisted the SEC Fort Worth office in investigating the defendants. The SEC has settled charges with nearly 40 crypto startups which have conducted token sales over the past few years, according to an SEC database. The agency is currently suing messaging platform Kick on charges that its $100 million KIN token sale in 2017 was an unregistered securities offering. Legend of Mir Game Maker Inc.'s agreement for blockchain payments. We Made Tree, a subsidiary of the game company behind the Legend of Mir series, has signed an agreement with Linka, a local blockchain payments provider. Under the Memorandum of Understanding, which was reported by the Korean Economic Daily and later confirmed by Linka, the companies will cooperate so that We Made Tree's blockchain gaming platform will be able to process wallet payments via Linka's gateway. The goal is to make it easier for users to pay for blockchain-based entertainment. We expect to provide our platform users with a frictionless user experience, Suk Won Kim, CEO of We Made Tree, said. Former employees of IBM, Visa, American Express, Samsung Card, and Shinhan Card founded Linka and the company says it was the first to offer a blockchain payment system in Korea. It claims 117 patents. Linka has two coins, Linka Points, which are used for payments, and Linka Tokens, which are used to compensate participants and for the payment of commissions. According to the Korean Economic Daily story, Linka's payments gateway is blockchain-based but will seamlessly accept cash, points and credit cards. The Linka wallet allows for withdrawals, exchanges, deposits, and email transfers. WeMade, which was founded in 2000 and trades on the Korea Exchange's KOSDAQ secondary board, is a diversified game publisher with a number of massively multiplayer online role-playing game titles, some of which have achieved cult following. While it has been struggling with intellectual property theft, its fortune started to turn this year. The company has lodged a number of lawsuits against IP pirates, particularly those in China, and has achieved some important victories. Its We Made Tree subsidiary was early to test the potential of blockchain. In October 2018, it was one of the first nine companies to utilize KlayTN, Kakao's public blockchain. We Made Tree has received funding from Blocor, a Korean fund which counts KlayTN among its investments. Novogratz, Bitcoin in a bid of consolidation as institutions line up. Bitcoin, BTC, price may have fallen below $10,000 again but that is no reason to doubt the 2019 bull market, industry investor Mike Novogratz has said. Novogratz, Bitcoin has had a huge run. Speaking on Bloomberg TV on August 29, the founder of merchant bank Galaxy Digital noted that regardless of this week's sideways trading, Bitcoin was still up over 200% this year. Unlike altcoin markets, the largest cryptocurrency was in separate league, and had broadly delivered for investors. Bitcoin started the year at $3,800, traded at $3,500 and now it's at $10,200 and so it's up 200% odd percent already, he told the network. He added, "It has had a huge run, and so I think this is a bit of consolidation. Institutions getting their ducks lined up." Novogratz was speaking just hours before Bitcoin markets experienced a sudden dip which took them $500 lower in a matter of minutes. While no single factor appeared to trigger a change in sentiment, the move was in line with behavior seen often in recent months. As Cointelegraph reported, margin trading is increasingly considered as a major factor behind sudden changes in BTC, USD. As of press time Thursday, the pair was nonetheless lower still, averaging just over $9,500 on the back of 6.3% daily losses. For Novogratz, however, increased entry of institutions into the arena will spark the next phase of Bitcoin's bull cycle. The institutions that are making longer-term decisions are making sure they've got custody, making sure their ducks are lined up and they're slowly and steadily moving in, he continued. Novogratz is well known as a Bitcoin permabull. In August, he said global macroeconomic turbulence would fuel favorable price movements going forward, while a month previously, he pledged not to sell any more of his holdings below $14,000. Telegram will release code for its TON blockchain on September 1. Telegram Open Network, or TON, the ambitious blockchain project announced last year by the Telegram messaging app, is expected to release the code needed to run a TON node on September 1, according to two individuals familiar with the project. One of these individuals is affiliated with TON Labs, a tech startup founded by Telegram's token sale investors. An investor in the token sale also confirmed the date. Telegram has maintained a high level of secrecy around TON, refusing to speak publicly on the project. TON Labs, which was founded to build developer tools for Telegram, has felt no such inhibition, becoming the only vocal tech company associated with the project. TON Labs has claimed to maintain regular communications with Telegram's own developer team. To date, there has been only one operational node run by Telegram itself on TON's test network. With the upcoming code release, a broader range of users will be able to run their own nodes. Users can only run nodes on testnet, with a mainnet launch expected for October 31, according to the purchase agreement for Telegram's 2018 token sale. Russian leaks. Russian publication Vedomosti reported Wednesday that the release will contain code for the node itself as well as instructions for deploying a node. Citing unnamed investors in the project, Vedomosti reported that interested developers will be able to use their nodes to test the protocol's consensus and sharding mechanisms. According to a leaked white paper, TON will use a Byzantine fault-tolerant proof-of-stake consensus with infinite sharding and the capacity to support a staggering 292 shard chains, 49 followed by 26 zeros. Telegram raised at least $1.7 billion from investors based in Russia, the US and several other nations in a 2018 token sale. If TON doesn't launch by the end of October, Telegram will have to refund its investors, minus any expenses associated with its development. Investors, Telegram users and the broader crypto community alike have remained interested in Telegram's blockchain project. TON was previously expected to launch last December, before being significantly delayed. Many investors began selling the rights to their future tokens as a result, forming an unofficial secondary market for Gram, the token associated with the network. However, this is technically a violation of Telegram's investor agreement, which strictly prohibited secondary trades prior to launch. Bitcoin Dev reveals multi-sig UI teaser for hardware wallets, full nodes. The organizer of a Bitcoin BTC programming bootcamp has published a multi-signature, multi-sig user interface, UI proof of concept for both hardware wallets and full nodes. Justin Moon published a quick guide to using the prototype UI on Twitter on August 28, together with the full software code on GitHub. Lowering entry barriers for Bitcoin. Wallets that are protected by multisig technology require more than one private key to access the wallet and are thus thought to be much less vulnerable to security breaches, given that no single party possesses all the information necessary to decrypt them. Moon's step-by-step guide to using the software indicates that a user first needs to configure their RPC settings, currently only operating as a testnet version, then create a wallet and decide how many signatures and total signers will be required for its decryption. When a hardware wallet such as Trezor, Ledger or Coldcard is plugged in, these are recognized by the software and can thus be added as signers. Users then generate their first receiving wallet address and generate a test transaction, which will need to be confirmed separately by each separate signer device to be confirmed and broadcasted. In response to Moon's code release, which he has warned is still in alpha stage and therefore buggy, self-described Bitcoin evangelist Hass McCook tweeted, "To be honest, I think this project has the potential to increase #Bitcoin's utility by billions and billions of dollars. Easy multisig like this knocks down huge barriers to entry for normies carrying big balances. Unassailable?" Earlier this summer, decentralized identity startup Civic and blockchain security firm BitGo announced their plans to launch a new wallet using BitGo's multisig technology in Q4 2019. The product aims to lower the barrier to entry into the blockchain sphere for consumers and provide the secure infrastructure that can support a new blockchain-based financial and identity ecosystem. Just last week, BitGo officially added EOS to the list of assets supported by its multisig wallet and custody service. Back in 2017, Cointelegraph published an analysis of an attack on the multisig wallet designed by Parity Technologies, creator of the Parity Ethereum client, which was thought to have affected at least 573 wallets at the time. Bitcoin failed safe haven test after 7% drop, Peter Schiff gloats. Bitcoin, BTC, has shown it is not a safe haven asset, gold bug Peter Schiff has said after the largest cryptocurrency dropped 7% in daily trading. In a tweet on August 28, Schiff, who has become increasingly known as a Bitcoin naysayer, claimed BTC, USD dipping below $10,000 once again on Thursday put pay to theories it functioned as a hedge against fiat volatility. Schiff, Bitcoin failed safe haven test. Bitcoin has again failed the safe haven test. On Friday, as escalating trade tensions sent global stock markets plunging, investors sought refuge in monetary safe havens. The Japanese yen, Swiss franc, and especially gold all moved higher. Yet Bitcoin plunged by more than stocks, he wrote. Schiff was referencing a popular theory about Bitcoin investment habits which has surfaced over the past 2 months. Against the background of the United States-China trade war, tensions in Venezuela and unrest in Hong Kong, commentators declared Bitcoin offered an option to preserve wealth for those in affected regions. As Cointelegraph noted, overall Bitcoin network volatility hit new two-month lows last week. Now, however, the fresh move down spurred critics such as Schiff, who continued, "Since last Thursday, Bitcoin has lost more value than any of the major stock market indexes, while gold and silver have gone up. Already REKT?" His argument, however, was lost on Bitcoin proponents. Responding, the Twitter account known as Parabolic Trav rebutted Schiff on Bitcoin's intrinsic value. "Why on earth would Bitcoin be a safe haven? Bonds are the safe haven in the current paradigm. Nor is gold a safe haven," he wrote. The bond's comments came as the U.S. Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, revealed the government was considering ultra-long bonds of 50 or 100 years. In an event which could have contributed to Bitcoin's fall, issuance of such bonds would decrease borrowing costs for Washington and limit taxpayer exposure to the U.S.'s almost trillion-dollar annual budget deficit. "Bitcoin is simply, over time, number go up," Trav meanwhile continued in an attempt to deflate Schiff. He concluded, "If you try to fit it into the legacy financial analysis box, you'll be wrecked, which is what you are, Pete." Hedera Hashgraph blockchain to launch, release coins starting September 16. Hedera Hashgraph, a blockchain-like public network for enterprises, is adding a U.S. financial giant to its governing council. Hedera announced Thursday that FIS Global will become the ninth addition to its 39-member council. Hedera also announced that it intends to launch its mainnet in beta on September 16. The company claims its distributed ledger technology can facilitate micropayments and distributed file storage, support smart contracts, and will allow private networks to plug into the public one to take advantage of its transaction ordering mechanism. At launch, Hedera claims it can support up to 10,000 transactions per second and file services at 10 transactions per second. FIS joins council members from multiple industries and four continents, including Japan-based Nomura Holdings, India's Tata Communications and American tech giant IBM. It is the first U.S.-based financial services provider to join the group. FIS declined to comment. "We wanted to make sure that those initial members were diverse enough," Lehman Baird, co-founder, chief scientist and inventor of the Hashgraph consensus algorithm, told CoinDesk. "They're on different continents, under different governments and in different industries." Greater reach. While the addition of FIS will further decentralize Hedera's governance, the network is still looking to diversify its governing council both by geography and by industry. "We started with what we think are the low-hanging fruit, but there's a large swath of the market we have not begun to touch," said Mance Harmon, CEO of Hedera. "For instance, we don't have anyone in the energy sector or the automobile industry." When the mainnet is launched, the distribution of Hedera's HBAR tokens will begin and continue over the course of 15 years. So far, the company has raised $124 million after three rounds of funding through Simple Agreements for Future Tokens (SAFTs). The first distribution of HBAR tokens will be to the approximately 1,000 participants in the SAFT rounds. Hedera is releasing HBAR in tranches over time to avoid anyone cornering the HBAR market, which would allow them to monopolize the nodes as well. Before the mainnet launch, Hedera will announce a 10th governing member, and 13 nodes will run the open system with 3 of the 10 governing members running 2 nodes. Hedera says that 13 nodes are more secure than 10 nodes. In the future, all members will run one node. Ethereum client becomes first public blockchain project on Hyperledger. Hyperledger has officially adopted its first public blockchain project in the form of Consensus Pantheon. The Hyperledger Technical Steering Committee approved Pantheon's addition Thursday morning, renaming the initiative to Hyperledger Basu, a Japanese term for base or foundation. Pantheon was first proposed as a potential new member of the consortium on August 8, joining the likes of Hyperledger Fabric, which IBM has supported, and Hyperledger Sawtooth, backed by Intel. Pantheon includes a suite of Ethereum-based services built by Pegasus, an engineering team at Consensus. These services can operate on top of Ethereum's public, private and test networks. Grace Hartley, strategy and operations associate at Pegasus, said Pantheon is consensus-only Ethereum client in its suite of open-source projects. "We've always wanted to be a gateway for enterprises to public chains while also meeting the needs of private and permissioned networks," Hartley told CoinDesk. "I think this is a good step in that process." Now the Hyperledger staff will work with Consensus to transfer Pantheon's GitHub repository to the consortium and set up email lists and chat channels connected to the project. In recent months, Consensus has also donated Consensus Kava to the Apache Software Foundation, which is now being incubated as Apache 2.0. "I expect it to be a pretty easy process," said Brian Bellendorf, executive director of Hyperledger. "It's already a very active open-source project. Before it joined Hyperledger, it had its own life with external contributors working on it." Pantheon is interested in finding ways to potentially collaborate with Hyperledger Burrow, a modular blockchain client with a permissioned smart contract interpreter partially developed to the specification of the Ethereum Virtual Machine (EVM), Hartley said. The Pantheon team is also interested in finding cross-chain opportunities with Tendermint, Burrow's consensus algorithm, and in collaborating with Hyperledger Quilt because of its Intelledger protocol. Hyperledger's foray into Ethereum began with Burrow, and the consortium has partnered with the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance to collaborate on common standards for the blockchain space. Hyperledger has also received a proposal from the Trusted Compute Framework, a project that follows the EEA's standards regarding secure enclaves and other privacy approaches. Consensus has been thinking about adding Pantheon to Hyperledger for the last several months, Hartley said. The company chose Pantheon because of its open-source license and its ability to build enterprise applications on the mainnet. The project's most active users are within the financial services industry and use it especially for settlement and digital asset use cases. We're eager to include the Ethereum community, especially when it comes to something like support for private transactions or support for smart contracts that run in a lot of different places, Behlendorf said, adding, "What's going on in Ethereum is something that other public blockchains should be tracking. Maybe Solidity or an EVM programming language becomes more of the standard." Part of the requirements for projects looking to join Hyperledger is to be open source under the Apache license or relicensed as Apache. Consensus open source chef Jim Jagielski co-founded the Apache Software Foundation with Behlendorf and others. "The Pegasus team has been a quick study," Behlendorf said. "A few folks on their team have been a part of other open source projects." Bitcoin eyes $9,000 price support after drop to one-month lows. View: Bitcoin risks falling to $9,000 in the next 24 hours, having dived out of a narrowing price range on Wednesday. A violation there would expose the next support lined up at $8,500. The breakdown looks legitimate as it is backed by a surge in selling volumes. The daily chart indicators are also reporting bearish conditions. A weekly close Sunday, UTC, below $9,533 would confirm a double top breakdown on the weekly chart. The bearish case would be invalidated above Wednesday's high of $10,280, although that looks unlikely. Bitcoin, BTC, could drop to $9,000 in the next 24 hours, having strengthened the short-term bearish case with a drop to one-month lows earlier today. The top cryptocurrency by market value fell to $9,320 at 7:36 Coordinated Universal Time today, the lowest level since July 28, according to Bitstamp data. Prices fell 4.48% on Wednesday, confirming a downside break of a recent narrowing price range represented by trendlines connecting August 20 and August 26 highs and August 15 and August 22 lows. Essentially, sellers came out victorious in a tug-of-war with the bulls, signaling a resumption of the sell-off from the August 6 high of $12,325. That bearish view has been bolstered by BTC's drop to four-week lows below the July 15 low of $9,467. As a result, a deeper slide to levels below $9,000 could be in the offing. As of writing, BTC is changing hands at $9,415 on Bitstamp, representing a 7% drop on a 24-hour basis. The range breakdown and the drop to one-month lows have exposed July's low of $9,049. Supporting the bearish case are the downward sloping 5- and 10-day moving averages. The 14-day relative strength index (RSI) has also breached key support, horizontal line, and is reporting bearish conditions with a below 50 print. What's more, the cryptocurrency has also found acceptance below the 100-day moving average (MA), a level which acted as strong support in the 7 days to August 27. Further, the 50-day moving average is beginning to trend south in favor of the bears. Trading volumes picked up as BTC dived out of the narrowing price in the U.S. trading hours yesterday. In fact, the selling volume witnessed in the 4 hours to 20:00 Coordinated Universal Time on Wednesday was the highest since August 7. All in all, the stage looks set for a deeper drop in BTC. Acceptance below the July low of $9,049 would open the doors to $8,500. The bearish case would be invalidated if the cryptocurrency finds acceptance above Wednesday's high of $10,280, although, as of writing, that looks unlikely. Bitcoin's weekly line chart shows the cryptocurrency has charted a double top bearish reversal pattern with neckline support at $9,533. As of writing, prices are trading below the neckline support. The breakdown, however, would be confirmed only if prices print a UTC close below $9,533 on Sunday. That would create room for a sell-off to lows below $7,550, target as per the measured move method. The double top breakdown, if confirmed, would imply an end of the rally from lows near $4,050 seen on April 1. It is worth noting that the moving average convergence divergence histogram has already confirmed a bearish reversal with a drop below zero, the first since February. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.